The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about cruelty to animals, praying that you will help to stop it.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television, where this week we examine the heartless and unconscionable practice of hunting wildlife. The US-based non-profit organization In Defense of Animals, or IDA's stated mission is to end animal exploitation, cruelty and abuse by protecting and advocating for the rights, welfare and habitats of animals, as well as to raise their status beyond mere property, commodities, or things. Since 1983, this group has been a leader in animal protection, including in the area of halting the murder of wildlife. Over the years, In Defense of Animals has stopped bow hunting of the Thule elk and killing of peacocks at Reyes National Seashore, a park in California, USA, halted a planned aerial killing of wolves in Alaska, USA, prevented a buffalo hunt from going forward in New Mexico, USA, caused the cancellation of a hunting competition that would have meant the deaths of up to 1,000 bobcats, coyotes, cougars and foxes in a single weekend in Arizona, USA, and successfully halted a bear hunt in New Jersey, USA. Today's program features excerpts from an episode of the In Defense of Animals produced television series, Undercover TV, entitled What's Wrong with Hunting? Undercover TV is hosted by Mr. Kenneth G. Williams, a vegan professional bodybuilder from the United States, and a spokesperson for In Defense of Animals veganism campaign. This superb athlete made sports history in 2004 when he won third place at the prestigious Natural Olympia bodybuilding competition in Las Vegas, USA, and became the first vegan bodybuilding champion in the United States. Let us now watch selected segments from What's Wrong with Hunting.
Welcome to Undercover TV. Today we have a special presentation of the video, What's Wrong with Hunting? This video exposes the animal cruelty that occurs during hunting. Some of the images are graphic and viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Marv Levy. I've often been asked if hunting is a sport, since I engage in what I consider to be a sport also. During the course of this video, I'd like to address that subject.
Swim, they play, they breathe, they have young, they love. How can you kill that? How can you kill it?
So why don't you go hiking? Why don't you go camping? Why don't you go out and have fun and track animals but not kill them? Not take the guts.
You believe in the Ten Commandments, right? One of those is thou shalt not kill.
And all the hunters said that they enjoy nature and they enjoy wildlife. Well, how are we supposed to enjoy nature and wildlife in the future if we kill it all off?
Well, what makes it a sport is, one, first and foremost, the sides are even. You're playing on a level playing field. The people participating in it want to do it on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Well, I've often heard people say, you know, football's a violent game, so how is that different from hunting? Well, it's different in any number of ways. First of all, as I said before, the participants want to be in it, they're conditioned for it, and it's a game. And when it's over, if you're in good condition, your chances of walking off in good shape are excellent, and you play again another day. Only the hunter has the chance of walking off the hunting field healthy. The animal is dead forever.
I think a sport is two teams competing for the same thing, to win and to be number one. And that's what everybody in professional sports is striving to be the best and to be number one. As far as hunting to killing an animal, how can you consider that being number one when you killed something?
I don't consider hunting a sport. I consider it murder.
I think people see change. Other people don't want to see it, and they see that as being a part of their heritage, and see people like me as insisting that they stop. And they say, well, all animals eat other animals. That's natural. That's a way of life. So why shouldn't we? And I answer with a simple statement, we're the only animal that has a choice.
Hunters represent only 6% of Americans, yet they control almost 100% of our wildlife.
And a lot of people support hunting because they've been, you know, conditioned to hear the hunter's myths of, oh, we've got to hunt or the deer are going to starve and overpopulate, and you know, we have to hunt to survive and it's a tradition. But as people start to explore those issues, you're going to have more people on the camp of compassion than thinking, you know, bringing in a violent end to an animal is something positive. The problem is the average person hears the soundbite from the hunter, deer are overpopulated and are going to starve to death if we don't go out and kill them. And in reality, the explanations that wildlife biologists need to give the responsible ones take a lot more time than appear in a soundbite on, you know, the 10 o'clock news.
Sometimes people mean, when they say overpopulation, that there are too many animals on a given piece of land. But most often what they mean by overpopulation is they don't like the impact a particular animal is having on their land, their home, you know, their property. Hunting leads to overpopulations, and it sounds counterintuitive, but the way it works is that when you hunt a population, what you do, you end up reducing it temporarily, and all wildlife populations have a reproductive response based on the available food resources. So when they have more food, they tend to have more offspring, they breed at an earlier age. When they have less food, they tend to not breed so quickly, they tend to have less offspring, and sometimes they even reabsorb fetuses when times are very hard. So what happens after hunting season, suddenly the remaining animals have more food, they tend to have more offspring the following spring, and suddenly the population rebounds, and you've actually triggered growth in the populations because of hunting. Say you have a population of 10 deer, and normally you'd have 5 females and 5 males in this population. It's a very simplistic model. So say it was a good year, the highest number of fawns that could be born in that population of 10, if there were 5 females, would be 10 offspring, which would be assuming that every one of those females was breeding age and had twins. But say then you turn to a hunted population, again you have a population of 10, but in that population so many males have been taken out that you have 9 females for every male. So in that population, that one male can mate with all 9 females and have as much as 18 fawns, which is a lot more than in the normal unhunted population. The idea that if we don't hunt them, they're going to starve is based on some faulty assumptions, because first of all, we don't even know how many deer might starve in a given winter. We don't know that the ones we're taking out are necessarily the ones that would have starved. And again, I think it's always best to let nature take its course. The ones that will starve will be the ones that are less fit to get through the winter, and the ones that remain are going to be the ones that are better fit and should be passing on their genes.
It's hypocritical for state wildlife agencies to use the deer vehicle collision argument to support hunting, because the agency, their entire goal is to literally grow more wildlife for hunters to shoot. And they use various techniques to do that. They'll manipulate the sex ratio of the species in question, in most cases white-tailed deer. They will modify the habitat to increase productivity in the deer population, so there are more deer out there and they're reproducing more and more each year, so there's more animals for the hunters to shoot. To do that on one hand, but then to come out and say, you know, we need to shoot these deer because there are just too many that are hitting cars, or cars are hitting too many, is extremely hypocritical, because they're creating the situation.
And the bison is a perfect example of a species that we nearly hunted to extinction. These animals were plentiful across North America until the US government decided to have an all-out war against the bison. And they are very few in number today. Most of them who still survive are in Yellowstone National Park, where they are safe from hunting. But unfortunately, if they leave that park and walk into the state of Montana or Wyoming, they're gunned down. You know, it's just a perfect example of an animal that is killed for no other reason than a trophy. Someone wants to take home their head and hang it over a fireplace. These are mallard ducks, and there are some geese behind us as well. And these and many other types of waterfowl are hunted very frequently. There are about 6 million ducks that are killed every year in the U.S. by hunters. We've got foxes here in this pen, and luckily for these foxes, they're safe here at the Fund for Animals Sanctuary. But in the wild, foxes are one of the few species that are both hunted and trapped. They're allowed to be killed both with guns or with steel jaw leg hold traps or snares or other types of traps. In some states, there are no bag limits and no season dates on foxes. They're allowed to kill them year-round with absolutely no regulations.
Hunting is barbaric and wrong. The animals that are preyed upon by the hunters are gentle and want nothing but peace for themselves and their families. Let humanity now turn a new page and halt hunting permanently. Let us also embrace the loving, caring, and nourishing organic vegan lifestyle, as it is the best way to ensure a harmonious world where all beings are equal. Many thanks In Defense of Animals, as well as Kenneth Williams and all others appearing in this video, for sincerely seeking an end to the senseless slaughter of our innocent animal co-inhabitants. Through our life-affirming collective efforts, may all beings soon live in peace and harmony on our shared earth. For more details on In Defense of Animals, please visit www.idausa.org. A DVD of Undercover TV episodes is available at the same website. Thank you for your company on today's program. Please join us next Tuesday on Stop Animal Cruelty for further excerpts from What's Wrong with Hunting. Coming up next is Enlightening Entertainment, following noteworthy news. May every animal always be treated with respect and cherished as a family member.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.